Playing Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimke.
Morena. Kirsten, how are you?
Morning, y'all. Although, no, this isn't really that kind of country. This is more like moaning, y'all.
Oh, sultry. We're talking alt country. I'm just already off the bat, I think this is going to polarize people because country music does.
I know. That's the thing. People think they hate it. And I guess this is why this is such a thing as alt country, because musically, when you get into it, there's probably a lot of stuff people love.
Oh, totally.
You know, like loneliness and dustiness and and then all the great instruments, banjos, fiddles, slide guitar, harmonica. So like alt country, well, okay, I'm constantly contradict myself. So the kind of thing we call alt country happened in the 1990s.
Right.
But of course, then they all have artists they liked from the past 50 years who were kind of semi-doing it. So people like Willie Nelson and Johnny Cash. So the way I describe it is sort of country music, A, without right-wing politics.
Okay,
which,
that's an interesting qualifier.
Possibly one of the turnoffs for some people, possibly one of the loves for others. And it's not connected to Nashville, which became this kind of heart for country music, which is now is massive, and country pop. You get that Taylor Swiftie crossover. And Nashville was more, you know, rhinestone, glittery, polyester suits, multicolored cowboy boots, and I think lost the Western, you know, the country and Western. But here's the weird thing, that this sort of 1990s thing is centered more in Chicago, which you wouldn't normally think of as a country space.
More of a house music situation.
But apparently, you know, a lot of, you know, African-Americans from the South, hillbillies from Appalachia had moved there and made homes there for generations, and were keeping some of that roots music alive. And one of the bands later we're going to play is from Minnesota, which even though it's in the North, spatially and land-wise and city-wise, has more of a country feel, you know.
It's, yeah, it's totally.
It doesn't have that full-on urban feel. So
Should we hit it with a track here? This one's one like a lot of people will know, I think. It's Wilco with Can't Stand It. Tessa's face. Not impressed.
No, I don't mind country.
You say that very skeptically.
I think I'd enjoy these bands live. You know what I mean? Because they're layers with lots of instruments.
I can respect the
I think
I don't know what the word is here. I don't know what I'm looking for.
I don't know. I think you're scrounging is what you're doing there. I think what I find kind of interesting about Wilco is this sounds like country music, but then he also sounds like Beck singing country music.
Yeah, and so here's the weird thing. Like, it's got a big punk and indie influence, which normally you wouldn't connect. Again, more urban, I guess, to country. And I read one thing that was saying it's either rock musicians swinging country.
Yeah.
Or country music's
swinging
rock or punk or indie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, I hate it when they keep saying sensibility. Oh, punk sensibility.
Oh, yes, the punk sensibility.
But reading some of the, there's quite a lot of up and coming young contemporary artists doing it.
Yeah.
Especially a lot of young women, acoustic guitar stuff, you know. But a lot of them were talking about they like the storytelling aspect of country music.
I think that's quite a big thing for people is when everyone's like, oh, country music sucks. And then the thing that hooks you in and makes you go, oh, actually, maybe it doesn't, maybe it's actually kind of cool, is actually the storytelling aspect of it when you start listening to the lyrics.
And you think of women too, you know, Dolly Parton and Loretta Lynn, you know, that has been a really powerful voice for women to tell, you know, it's structurally simple, right?
Yeah, actually, to be fair, I don't dislike country. I don't mind Dolly Parton. I don't mind.
And country music is honest and real.
So,
but maybe that Nashville stuff is not anymore, you know? Like, it's become more glitzy. Which took away from that kind of supposed realness country had.
Someone said Violent Femmes with Country Death Song. They've definitely got that.
Yeah, some people trace that, you know, as one of those earlier marriages that shows it could happen.
Let's just have a listen to this for a second, shall we?
I can see
it's
the difference.
It's very 90s. Yeah. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. That's so 90s.
Text in what your thoughts are, listeners. 5395. I need some clarity.
Now, what
I need
of
some
the,
help.
Well, here's your lack of clarity. So a lot of the members of this band were members of another earlier alt-country band, Uncle Tupelo.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
And so there's an alt-country magazine named after one of Tupelo's albums, but it's called Alt Country, parentheses, whatever that is, parentheses.
Oh, man.
So that's what their magazine is called.
We have a question here, Kirsten, from a texter. Is bluegrass? Is bluegrass country?
There absolutely. We go. Yes, absolutely.
Someone texted in saying Rolling Stones been alt country for years.
That is a great point, and I did not see that in any article because there was a thing in the 90s about part of its popularity. You know how you get that a lot, kind of ignored at home, but picked up in England?
Yeah.
And so, yeah, the Rolling Stones were obsessed with, you know, they have songs about being in Georgia, and you're like, dude.
Someone texted in saying, this makes me want to stop visiting my uncle. I'd love to have more context behind that text.
All uncles now are like, what?
This next track we've got here is by the Jayhawks. Who are these guys?
They're from the Twin Cities, which is Minneapolis and St. Paul, which is in Minnesota. And that's where Bob Dylan's from, and there is, you know, an aspect of that wide open spaces and loneliness in the North Dakota, South Dakota.
This kind of guitar strum is more what I think of when I think of any form of country.
And the harmonies. Love it.
Oh, Rachel.
And I guess when you think more of folk or roots music, you know, going back to where think, people in places were jamming.
I think people's issue with country music a lot of the time, maybe besides quite conservative politics being a thing, is that also it's cheesy. And I think people feel a bit
so cheesy
when they think about that. But I think that's actually what I really like about country music, is it's just like, here are some feelings and we're leaning into them.
What bed have your boots been under, you know?
Yeah.
But so these guys are like, you know, I think they like the instrumentations, they like the wide open spaces and loneliness, and even that sometimes cheesy simplicity of love too, like, you know.
Yeah, I'm definitely thinking like house in the middle of nowhere, sitting on the front porch with a guitar, and maybe with a piece of straw in your mouth.
No, there's not that. But these are young people who possibly grew up in those areas that are engaging with multiple kinds of music and trying to...
We've got some more suggestions. Someone says, what about Ween? Piss Up a Rope, very alt country.
Okay.
Someone's suggesting there. The Meat Puppets were the original alt country, according to this texter.
Yes, no, I've seen that. And people even saying, like, Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah.
You know, that sort of rocky country. Katie Lang, Lyle Lovett. You know, anyone who's not Nashville and not conservative politics.
Kind of starts to fit in that genre.
Yeah. I'm liking the laid-backness of them, of these, though.
I think what's interesting is the kind of way you framed alt country seems to be a big 90s scene, because as you were saying, there is this history of always an alternative country music scene, but this, like, alt country thing, it just sounds so 1990s, you know? It's something about that reedy vocal, you know?
But yeah, you know, has always been there, and all these bands will cite their favorite artists as like Woody Guthrie, Hank Williams, the Carter family, and that's June Carter, who was married to Johnny Cash. But I, you know, Johnny Cash too.
Someone said, my life changed when I discovered Townes Van Zandt.
Oh yeah.
Someone says, how about Bright Eyes?
Someone texted in saying, it is cheesy, but if you're cruising across the plains and you pick up with the windows down for hours on end, it's good driving.
I was gonna, you know, that is an awesome image.
And I actually think that's why country music kind of has a big scene in New Zealand as well, because we have all these big driving rural spaces. Totally. We've got our own little alt country going on. Right, what's this?
Oh, so is this...
This is Nico.
This is Nico Case. 2006.
So this is more of a
recent-ish
entry.
One person called her music country noir.
Country noir. Country's always been a bit noir, though, in its own way, isn't it? Noir.
It's noir.
Noir.
We have, someone's pointed out, very, very healthy New Zealand alt country scene. Marlon, Tammy, Delaney, even the Bats have been called alt country. Not from the Nashville industry. No, they're from the New Zealand industry.
Absolutely, absolutely. And yeah. One of the articles I read was pointing out Australians, like sort of Midnight Oil and even Nick Cave, as sort of, you know, having that land, wide open space connection, but still doing rock.
Someone says, Gillian Welch.
Yes.
Someone else said Goodnight Texas is probably my favourite alt country. They put a smiley face.
I don't know them, but it sounds alt country, doesn't it?
Goodnight Texas. and someone else says Evan Dando has dabbled in alt country with the Lemonheads pretty much since day one. His Varsions albums are predominantly alt country. Fountains of Wayne have gone the same way too, apparently.
Okay. Someone else texts in
people
saying...
People got feelings about old country.
I'm starting to see the polarising aspects of this music and not in a good way.
Oh, okay.
So I was going to say, so far they've been pretty positive, but there are a few not so positive ones in there.
Well, just the picture I'm getting from all the suggestions is that I think it's a music... You know, this kind of engagement with country is a musician's music. Like, if you're a musician, a guitar player... Yeah. You would love to try banjo, and you'd love to try steel, and you'd love to get into some of those old experts.
Totally.
Even though you're not in the country scene, so it's like they're the dabbling ones.
Yeah.
That then discover country as a music rather than as like a, you know.
Can I just say one of my favorite? I don't know if they count as alt country or not. The Dixie Chicks. I love them.
Well, they.
They're
definitely
kind of quite country though.
Yeah, but then they put themselves out of it with their politics, so it shows how important the politics are. That
they basically were like, no thank you, President Bush, no thank you, war, and they got like absolutely blacklisted from all these country festivals.
And there was like response songs against them.
Yeah, they got death threats, they got all sorts of stuff. I have a lot of time for the Dixie Chicks. I think they're righteous as.
Yeah, I was debating somebody back during that time, just saying, yeah, but it they should have known their audience. I'm like, or they should know themselves.
Yeah.
Like, you know. So it shows that linkage between country and those politics, the fact that country couldn't handle someone that musically was country.
Yeah.
Is this a real alt country song, Drive by Truckers? I feel like that's surely not.
It feels made up, but I wouldn't put it past the world.
But Dixie Chicks never wore the frilly dresses, the high hair.
They wore lots of leather.
Someone said Orville Peck.
Yeah, new alt country, Orville Peck.
There is a lot of bubbling under alt country when I looked into it. I mean, I wanted to kind of honor the OG
90s.
Ones here today,
but totally.
There did seem to be a lot of up and coming. Mm. I think it's a musician's genre, that if you're a musician and you like playing and you like storytelling.
This is a good,
like
good history to dive into.
And if the audiences can see through, you know, find you, that the not country audiences can find you.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting as well because I think I watched a few interviews with Orville Peck before he came and played here, and he talks about the lineage of country music that he's been inspired by as being people like the Dixie Chicks and like Bobby Gentry and people like that who were this kind of like alternative country, maybe
and he
not
would
the
probably
old country
say, you
moment
know,
but
Woody Guthrie, Willie Nelson,
totally.
Big pot smoker.
Yeah.
Someone said Cotton Eye Joe. I don't think that fits in. Sorry.
That's a weird country dance music connection.
That's like jump jam.
Very much in the specific category of songs that play at primary school discos. That's its own
it's
genre.
It's a banger though. Come on, be honest, girls.
I know all the words. I could probably do the dance routine right now if you asked me to.
Going on.
Now my mom is really big into line dancing.
Did you not go to school discos, Tess?
Well. Yeah.
My mom's into line dancing, and so I have a nephew who's gotten into it too, so he's in his early 20s, and he teaches it all the time to all sorts of young people.
That's
they love
so
the line dancing.
Yeah.
Someone has confirmed Drive-By Truckers are a real band.
Oh, I thought it was a song, Drive.
Yeah, that's what I thought too.
By the band Truckers.
No,
that's what I thought.
Drive-By Truckers.
Like you're a drive-by trucker.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, a little bit of piano here.
Come on, that was a beautiful song. Why did we
talk
all over it?
Yeah, sorry, Nico. We were too busy thinking about alt country as a genre. Lucinda Williams as well is another one that seems to be popping up quite a lot.
Yeah, absolutely.
Star Witness by Nico Case. What else did we listen to? Yeah, we listened to some Wilco with Can't Stand It and the Jayhawks with Blue. So that was alt
country. But there's
so
much more, like if you want to get into it and... You know, and then of course this Old Town Road.
Yeah,
what's your rap country now?
I that is definitely old country.
Your gay rap country.
That is a banger.
That is a big banger.
I love that song.
Hey, thank you very much, Kirsten. What are you bringing us next week?
We're going to go opposite as we always do. We're going to do Crunk.
Crunk.
What is Crunk? We'll have to wait.
We'll have to wait and see.
Wow.
That was Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimpke.
It certainly